Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
A lot of times when we see what happens with disruptive companies is that the people, the legacy brands, look at it and say, you know what, rather than having them continue to disrupt, let's try to acquire them. So I wonder if that conversation has happened to fan base, and obviously, you haven't sold the company, but is that something down the road that potentially could happen?
Well, to the investors, people that have invested in Fanbase, to be clear, the exit strategy has been in place from day one, which is either an acquisition or an IPO and go public. When an acquisition happens, someone comes and purchases Fanbase at a valuation higher than when you invested. Let's say you invested at $20 million and someone comes and buys Fanbase for $50 billion. Then your shares get bought out at the $50 billion valuation and things are over with. Done, you wrap up, you get your bread, and we're out of here, right? So that's what Elon basically did. When he took Twitter back private, he bought out all the investors. There's your cash. I take the company back private. That's similar to an acquisition. In an IPO, it's very, very similar where, okay, the company goes public at a high valuation and you sell all your shares the day that it hits the market and exit out, or you sell some of your shares. It's like, look, I'm gonna keep some of my money in Fanbase. I'm gonna ride this out for a little bit of while. So that has always been the strategy and the eventuality of investing in Fanbase. And that's typically what happens when you invest in the seed stage of a company. I know Oren Michaels is probably sick of me because I talk about him all the time, but he put $5,000 into Uber in 2010. And when the company went public in 2019, his $5,000 was worth $24 million. That doesn't mean he sold all his shares and took $24 million, but he could have that day. And that's my point, is to say, man, I put $5,000. He might let me sell 75% of my shares and still keep the rest of the company and then let that continue to grow over the next 10, 15, 20 years. So that is always the eventuality. I think right now companies are watching Fanbase with fear rather than, it's beat them. We're still in the beat them phase. We're not in the join them phase yet. It's like, if you can't beat them, join. Right now they're trying to beat me, right? And eventually, you know, it's like, we can't beat them. We got to join them. And then that's a different conversation to have. But I that's a conversation that I want to have, that I make sure that the investors that have invested in the company are having a great return. You guys do this every day and talk about investing all the time. You know, I think like 7% return is a good return on an investment, if I'm not mistaken.
7%. Yeah, 7 to 12%.
Yeah, cool. So so that means if someone put a dollar in the fan base and they get $1.07 back, I don't want to do that, right? I'm not doing it for that. I'm not doing it for somebody to put $250 in the fan base and get $500 back. I'm doing it for somebody to put $250 in fan base and get $100,000, $300,000, $500,000, $1 million in return. That is really what I'm doing it for, because when that is done, that'll be the largest distribution of wealth to African-American people in the history of this country. It'll create generational wealth at the stroke of a pen. It'll take people now.
Just to manage expectation, that's impossible, right? Mm-hmm. That's impossible.
What?
I get like the $250 is never going to turn into $1 million.
No, that's not impossible.
The probability is lower though, right? For legal reasons.
No, well,
that's what we're saying.
No, so in actuality, right? Take this for instance. Facebook has a market cap of $800 billion, valued at $800 billion, right? If Fanbase goes to be $100 billion company, like right now, TikTok is still a privately held company that's worth about $350 billion. $350 billion company is still privately held. So if they IPO'd today, whoever was on there at day one, let's say it was valued at $20 million, right? Let's say somebody invested in TikTok or ByteDance when it was worth $20 million, and now they go and exit or IPO at $300 billion. That's a 15,000x return. Absolutely. That means if someone put, you know, and you couldn't do this, but I'm saying for Fanbase, if someone put $250 in the Fanbase, and we're $100 billion company, that's a 5,000x return. That's the same metric that Orrin Michaels got. That's the 5,000, his 5,000 turning into 24 million. That's somebody's $250 turning into 1.25 million. It is absolutely possible. That is exactly what I'm like. That's how serious I am about this. Like I'm look at my face. I believe that Fanbase is well more than $100 billion company. Because when you think about the amount of money, like I don't think people understand the amount of money that is in subscriptions. It's like it's trillions of dollars. It's not billions, it's trillions of dollars. These larger platforms like Disney Plus and Netflix, they have the burden of spending $150 million, $100 million an episode, but being able to only charge $13.99 a month.
Yeah,
we get together and shoot a movie on our phone and charge $13.99 a month. We don't have the overhead. Plus, everybody on the planet can subscribe, and we own the content. We call the shots and make the lion's share of the revenue. So I don't think people understand the available market. I'll say this again. If you are not monetizing your content through subscription, 5 years from now, you're going to regret that you did not start, because somebody's going to be worth $1 billion. You'll be like, yo, I'm more talented than him, or I'm smarter than him, or I rap better or sing better, or I'm a better performer, whatever, you know, and you just didn't start. So you have to start immediately.
Do you know what the total addressable market is for subscriptions in the social media space, or are you looking to attack subscriptions overall? So do you see like Patreon, Kajabi,
so
Disney, all in the same?
Honestly, I'm not trying to be funny, but the total addressable market is every single person with a smartphone. Like I always say, it's like 260 million people, 240 million people have Netflix around the world, just 240 million people. But there's like 6 billion people with a smartphone.
Yeah.
Even the addressable market for Netflix is to have everybody with a smartphone have Netflix, right? Every person on the planet have Netflix. Every person on the planet have, because when you look at the numbers, if you look at forecasting for like music streaming, right? There's like 415 million people, or it might be 600 million people or 400 million people on music streaming services now. By 2030, they're expecting 1 billion people to be on music streaming. And then 10 years from that, 2 billion. So the amount of money that's going to be made, it's coming because the younger people are more into technology. So the younger kids are going to be paying in-app purchase subscriptions and on their phones. So their market is there. That's why I say Fanbase is a platform that is geared towards 20, 25 years into the future, not right now. That's why I say the time is now for us, because everybody else has these giant Titanic sized companies that they can't just turn around to subscriptions overnight because they're so heavily dependent on advertising. So my goal is to have, and even more importantly, every single person that has a smartphone can subscribe to more than one person. You can only subscribe to Netflix once, but being able to subscribe to one person for $4.99, another person for $4.99, and another person for $4.99, you're spending $15 a month for Kai Cenat, Drake, and Nike, and then they're and that's a content package that they have all the stuff you love. They're doing everything that you love. And you're just paying $15 a month for that. Trust and believe, there's billions and trillions of dollars in that market.
All right. Well, and then you guys get paid. What's your, you get paid off a percentage of the subscriptions?
Yeah, it's a rev share. So it's 20%. Apple and Google are gangsters. They're going to take the 30% of every dollar that goes through the App Store, Apple and Google take. They just G's, right? So we take 20 and give 50 to the user. But that is exactly the same amount of revenue that Twitch streamers get. It's more than what people get paid on YouTube. YouTube takes 55% of ad revenue, and TikTok pays 2 to 4 cents per thousand views. So when you're basing it on views, that's unpredictable because, again, they're controlling the button, especially if you're Black. I say this all the time. If you're Black on TikTok, it's hard for you to be more successful on TikTok because everything is based around advertising. So if I, unfortunately, things built by white people in America are thought for all people to be deemed for everyone. Things built by Black people are only deemed to be for Black people. So it would behoove these platforms to have very, very famous white users that could sell Dunkin' coffee and shoes and clothes to the broader, you know, audience of people, white, Black, Latino, gay, straight, all these audiences. When it comes to Black, it's like, oh, it's the Black Instagram. It's the Black this. Oh, this is the Black whatever. So TikTok is looking like, yo, we need young white people to be famous so we can run ads that companies want to advertise to everybody, not just the Black market. When you remove advertising out of the way, it lets anybody become as large as they can possibly be. The sky's the limit on how big you can be as a user creator, because I'm not controlling the knob. I'm not saying, let me turn down the LGBTQ right now because the conservative brand's about to run some ads and they don't want that. Or let me turn down the Black Lives Matter content. Or let me turn down what's going on over here for whatever reason. I'm not playing any of those games.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.